it looked as if there would be a fork in the road. All the media, a lot of people thought there would be a split. There could well have been a split. It was close. But like the W.B. Yeats poem, The Second Coming, things fall apart, the centre cannot hold. The centre held, and that was the wonderful news. Rather than a fork in the road, what developed on that Wednesday was a very wide central path that they all decided to go for. It could have been that three or four split off to the left or three or four to the right. All of them walked down that central path, and it was very moving. And what was wonderful was the Catholic Church arranged for the ivory head of the crozier associated with Pope Gregory the Great was brought over and was in the crypt of Canterbury Cathedral. The Canterbury Gospels at Corpus Christi College, Cambridge, were brought down from there that Augustine came with in 597. And so the Catholicity of the Church was extraordinary for these primates, not just universal in the world today, but through time.
All these developments have significant implications, don't they, for the ecumenical movement today and for the future, particularly of Anglican-Catholic dialogue?
Very much so. The movement from Pope Tewodros II, the Coptic Pope in Egypt, bringing in Pope Francis, bringing in the ecumenical patriarch Bartholomew, and then Archbishop Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, for fixing the date of Easter, that caught many journalists by surprise. And so Alexandria, Rome, Constantinople and Canterbury are now working together to look towards fixing a date for Easter. It's going to take between 5 and 10 years, but that will be an extraordinary moment for Christian unity if it works through. And 325 was the Council of Nicaea. We've got 2025 coming up, and we'll see what happens.
It's a very important symbol, as you say, of the Christian churches increasingly focusing on what they share rather than what divides them.
Exactly, and that's what God wants. That's what the prayer of Jesus in John 17 is, the prayer of Paul in Ephesians 4, of ut unum sint, being together.
We also saw another symbol of that at the close of Christian Unity Week here in the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, with the Pope inviting the Anglican and the Orthodox leader to come and share with him in a joint blessing.
That was extraordinary, and Archbishop David Moxham, the director of the Anglican Centre in Rome, was very, very moved by that, sharing with the representative of Constantinople as well. And it seemed to be an intuitive gift of Pope Francis at the time, greatly, greatly appreciated, and coming after the primates meeting, wonderful.
There are those, of course, who voice concern, who say that the time still isn't ripe, that there needs to be more theological work done to agree on profound issues that do still divide us, that people can be confused by these kind of symbols of unity if we haven't got to that point yet.
Yes, and I'm a theologian, and the theological work does need doing. ARCHIC is doing very well, and Archbishop David Moxham is co-chair of ARCHIC with Archbishop Bernard Longley of Birmingham in England. And David Guitari, who I worked with in Kenya in the 80s, he was on ARCHIC too. All of that is absolutely crucial. Anglican Orthodox dialogue is as well, working with the COPs, with the World Council of Churches too.
But the gestures are important at the same time.
Absolutely crucial. That catches the moment and is important in media terms and theological terms. So it's not that the symbols aren't theological. They are a sort of sacrament and focus, really, which catches people.